It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, how do you like that? View Magazine's Best of Edmonton Best Afternoon Show host? Well, I guess that's just proof that with hard work and perseverance and 10,000 votes from your mom, pretty much anything is possible. Thanks for that. Hey, this week on the Lane Mitchell Show podcast, highlights from the past week's shows, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029. And next week, something kind of special in store. A Sonic session with the one, the only, Pixies. Hear it here.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
We're all aware of the concept of photo radar, some of us more intimately than others. Well, a company in the U.S. has now developed a new radar gun that will be able to tell if you're texting. Production could begin as early as next year. One of the biggest stumbling blocks will be privacy concerns over whether or not the content of your text will be revealed. And obviously, it'll only work in cases where the driver is the sole occupant in the vehicle. And movie news. As you know, there's a sequel in the works to Magic Mike. The film's director has confirmed Matthew McConaughey will not be a part of the cast. The film will be called Magic Mike XXL. And to answer your next question, no, it's not about really, really fat male strippers. And hey, Keanu Reeves subdued an intruder who broke into his home last week. I read that headline, I imagine the Matrix star springing into action just like he does in his movies. What actually happened was far less interesting. Keanu heard a noise coming from the library. Classic rich people problem. Is that a noise I hear coming from the library, Jeeves? Anyway, he walked in to find some woman sitting in his chair. He called 911, then hung out and chatted while the two casually awaited her free ride to the psych ward.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A house in a southwest Calgary neighborhood was temporarily transformed into a Tim Hortons earlier this week. The pop-up store was reportedly a stunt to raise awareness of the company's plentiful employment opportunities. I don't know if that would make me want to work there. To me, that would just make the other Tim Hortons seem so much further away. And TV news, Charlie Sheen could be returning to Two and a Half Men. Sheen says, "I've reached out to them, and they've reached back. We're trying to figure out what makes the most sense. I've presented it to them, and they want to include me in some final send-off. I'm available, and I'm showing up early." Sounds like somebody was struck with a violent torpedo of humility. And just what does the perfect breast look like? Hard scientific data to the rescue. A new poll reveals that the ideal proportions of a woman's breasts include 45% of the breast above the line of the nipples, 55% below, which means the nipples point slightly upward at about a 20-degree angle. So what does that look like? Well, celebrities with perfect proportions include Katy Perry, Scarlett Johansson, and Jonah Hill before he lost all that weight.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the internet's scavenger hunt to find something to be outraged about continues. The latest focus of its indignation, the iPhone 6, which apparently can accidentally become bent if stored in a pants pocket. Meanwhile, in Syria, yeah, I feel like we've got bigger fish to fry here. By the way, as one of you pointed out on the Facebook page, the iPhones are getting bigger, the iPads are getting smaller. The irony of which was not lost on me. And photos of Nickelback singer Chad Kroeger's wife, Avril Lavigne, have been leaked online. One of the shots shows her in thigh-high stockings with a garter belt, surrounded by Hello Kitty pillows and comforters. There's just something wrong with that story that just makes me want to squirm in my chair a little. And finally, a new Google Trends analysis revealed the most searched brand by U.S. state. Many were companies like Chevy or Dodge. Some anomalies, though. In Delaware, it's Hellman's. How much mayonnaise are you eating that that's the number one brand people in your state are searching? Also strange, in Oregon, it was Google. Yes, people are Googling Google. See, Mom, I told you you weren't the only one.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Virgin head honcho Richard Branson instituted a new policy that lets employees take holidays whenever they want, for as long as they want. the only assumption being that their absence wouldn't damage the firm. Apparently, Netflix employees share that same privilege. And tech nerds and Apple enthusiasts alike still won't shut up about the new iPhones. But have you ever wondered what it would cost to build your own? Business Insider claims that each iPhone contains about $242 worth of parts. You know, I'm pretty handy with a soldering iron. I have a delicate touch and the steady hand of a bomb squad technician. But the tedium of making your own iPhone? Wow. I couldn't even imagine. Also, you know how the latest incarnation of the iPhone has a bigger screen? Apparently, that's causing some problems for texters with smaller hands. In fact, thumb extenders have already hit the market, like a little prosthetic rubber sleeve. Speaking of rubber sleeves, there's an interesting new cookbook topping the bestseller list in Japan, a condom cookbook. An entire book of recipes for dishes cooked using condoms. It was designed to promote condom use in Japan. Some of the recipes, though, escargot, curry pilaf. I tried the chicken recipe, but frankly, it was a little bit rubbery.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
What is the deadliest substance in the world? Hint, you may have consumed some over the weekend. That answer in just a bit. First, the album art for U2's new Songs of Innocence has surfaced online. It's drummer Larry Mullen Jr., shirtless, kneeling before a much younger man. Am I the only one who saw that and assumed it was the precursor to a love scene? It's actually the U2 drummer protecting his 18-year-old son. So thanks for making me feel like a pervert, guys. And hey, Hulk Hogan has responded to recent allegations that his Florida bar, Hogan's Beach, has a racist dress code. He just ditched the rules altogether. They banned excessively baggy attire, low-hanging pants, bandanas, sleeveless sports jerseys, and oversized or excessive jewelry. Basically Mr. T, by the sounds of it. Hulk Hogan doesn't want Mr. T coming in. To be fair, if that guy drops in on you on all-you-can-eat wing night, he's liable to bankrupt the place. And if you figured it out, the deadliest substance in the world? At least by the numbers, it's alcohol. Kills 2.5 million people annually, more than tobacco, tainted water, obesity, and all known illegal substances.
Huh. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.